This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 17th, 2023. The Radio Society of Great Britain, RSGB, will host the annual St. Patrick's Day Award event beginning on Thursday, March 16, 2023, at 1200 Universal Coordinated Time through 1200 Universal Coordinated Time on March 18th. The St. Patrick's Day Award is described as 48 hours of non-competitive fun and allows worldwide participation in all time zones. RSGB says everyone can participate, even if they are not a licensed amateur radio operator. More details about the event and a registration form can be found on the St. Patrick's Day Award website, or for a link, visit ARRL.org. Tornado season is fast approaching, and in fact, in some parts of the country, it is already here. Amateur radio operators will again play a key role in helping the National Weather Service issue accurate and timely warnings. March through May is considered the most active period for tornadoes to develop. The National Weather Service reports there have already been 255 preliminary filtered reported tornadoes and 213 confirmed tornadoes in the United States in 2023. Worldwide, 9 tornado-related deaths have been confirmed, all of them in the United States. January saw the third highest number of tornado watches and confirmed tornadoes of any January on record in the United States. Additionally, the first 2 months of the year saw the fourth highest number of confirmed tornadoes for the first 59 days of any year on record. The Skywarn Storm Spotter program is available to anyone interested in helping the National Weather Service track and report potentially dangerous weather. Anyone can become a Skywarn weather spotter, and the information is available at the Skywarn website. Most states have amateur radio networks that are activated during severe weather. Trained volunteers use their radios to report rapidly changing activity and share the information with local weather offices. A list of those states that have scheduled special weather awareness activities can be found at the National Weather Service Awareness and Preparedness Calendar. That's at weather.gov. The National Weather Service Forecast Office in Norman, Oklahoma, uses amateur radio as one method of communicating with spotter groups and emergency management organizations. For decades, the amateur radio operators have provided invaluable service and support to the Skywarn Storm Spotter program by using their unique communication capabilities to share critical information between the National Weather Service, the local emergency management officials, and storm spotter networks. In 1999, the National Weather Service, along with the ARRL, founded the Skywarn Recognition Day to honor the voluntary contributions of thousands of amateur radio operators who play a critical role in keeping the public safe and informed about severe weather conditions. The day is celebrated on the first Saturday in December, and amateur radio spotters can earn awards for participating. To learn more about amateur radio licensing and the Skywarn program, visit ARRL.org. Ron Kramer, KD8ENJ of Dayton, Ohio, passed away on Saturday, March 11, 2023. He was vice president of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, that's DARA, and previously served as its president. Kramer was general chairman of the Dayton Hamventions from 2017 to 2018, and in 2017 he was among the Hamvention leadership and team who helped successfully relocate the event to its current venue at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio, after 52 years at Hera Arena. In 2019, the event would go on to host the ARRL National Convention in Xenia. Ron was one of the most active members of DARA and Hamvention and was extremely well-liked and respected, included a message from the DARA board. Please keep him and his family in your prayers. Kramer is survived by his wife of 49 years, Liz. DARA President Jack Gerbs, WB8SCT, shared this remembrance. I was the assistant general chair of Hamvention the year we moved it to Xenia. It was a stressful time, but it was also a very exciting time for the team. There is no way Ron can ever be replaced. He was a hard-working, dedicated, wonderful person who had a positive impact on everyone he encountered. His only fault was he would never say no. I'm looking forward to catching up to Ron in the great shack in heaven. Rest in peace, my friend. An obituary for Ron Kramer is available from the Baker Hazel Snyder Funeral Home in Dayton, Ohio. More information is also available at ARRL.org. National Vietnam War Veterans Day will be celebrated on March 29th, 2023. The event is sponsored by the American Legion Post 275 amateur radio team, N3TAL, based in Glen Arden, Maryland. N3TAL will operate as a special event station on 7.275 MHz and lower sideband on Wednesday, March 29th, 2023, and will run from 1800 Universal Coordinated Time to 2300 Universal Coordinated Time. A special QSO card will be available after making a contact if you send a self-addressed and envelope to American Legion Post 275, Amateur Radio Team, 8201 Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, Glen Arden, Maryland, 20706. You can visit the American Legion Post 275 Radio Team website for more information. Also, you can find a link to this and more information about ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has filed this week's AMSAT report, and he reminds us that field day is not that far off, and now is the time to start preparing, especially if you have never operated satellites before and you want to try and get those bonus points for the satellite contact. What can you do now to start preparing? Well, first decide on which satellites you want to work. FM is fine, however, keep in mind that during the field day, as they are so much more easier than single sideband satellites, they are also going to be very busy. Imagine your local repeater with everyone in your club trying to talk at the same time. Unfortunately, in this, the alligator gets the contact. This does not mean you will not be able to make your contact. It simply means that it will be quite difficult. Making your FM satellite contact as close to AOS or LOS as you can will be a lot easier if you can try at a higher satellite elevation. The reason is the lower to the horizon, the fewer stations will be on the air. Working the single sideband birds requires a bit more equipment, as you need a radio that does both 2-meter and 70-centimeter or two separate radios. You will need to correct for a Doppler a bit and more on the SSB birds than you do on the FM birds. Try your hand at working them now and get used to tuning, making sure your antenna is pointed in the right direction and location, and you're using automation that everything is working as planned. We will have a few more tips as we get closer to field day. Thanks, Bruce, for this report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event will be active. At the VOTA website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including these, March 15th through the 21st, that's in Virginia, W1AW/4, March 15th through the 21st in Ohio, W1AW/8, March 15th through the 21st in Arizona, W1AW/7, and on March 22nd through the 28th, that's in Tennessee, W1AW/4. And an upcoming contest this week, March 16th through the 17th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. March 18th through the 20th, the Bardic HF RIDI contest, digital there. March 18th through the 19th, the Russian DX contest, CW and phone. March 18th through the 19th, the F9AA Cup, single sideband, phone there. March 18th, the AGCW VHF-UHF contest, that is also CW. And March 18th through the 19th, it's the Virginia QSO party, that's CW, phone, and digital. And you can visit the ARRL contest calendar anytime for more events and information. You'll find that at ARRL.org. And some upcoming section, state, and division conventions to be aware of this week. March 18th, the Mark St. Patrick's Day Hamfest, hosting the ARRL West Texas section. That's in Midland, Texas. March 18th, the Charleston Area Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Virginia section. That's in Charleston, West Virginia. March 24th through the 25th, the ARRL Maine State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Lewiston, Maine. And on March 25th through the 26th, it's the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. That is, of course, an online event. And finally this week, thanks to the San Diego Six Shooters in San Diego, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.